I have the distinct pleasure of having two very important members of the Trumbull Police Department here. Chief Lombardo, as well as Lieutenant Weir, are sitting across from me in studio. And today we are talking about the Special Olympics run that is actually going to be wrapping up today. But Trumbull is taking part in it later today. Gentlemen, thank you for being in studio and for your time here on WICC. How are you?
Very good. Thank you, Melissa.
All right. And don't be shy. I should have brought these a lot closer to you. Feel free to get nice up and close personal with the microphones here. Certainly. First of all, Chief, I want to start with you. I know this was something actually we were at another event over the weekend. I know this is something very personal to you, Special Olympics. And talk about just how this even got started.
Yeah, the law enforcement torch run began in 1981. The police chief in Wichita, Kansas, Chief Lemungyung, started it in their city. And then in 1983, he introduced it to the International Association of Chiefs of Police, who adopted it, becoming the founding law enforcement organization for the run. So now the Torch Run is the largest public awareness and fundraiser for the Special Olympics. And the torch that we carry is called the Flame of Hope. And nationwide, there's more than 97,000 law enforcement officers participate each year in the run.
It's really neat. And again, I know it's something that's very personal to you, Chief. And how, I guess, does it feel for you knowing this has become a real priority for Trumbull over the years and the department and kind of bringing these two entities together, police and certainly the community?
Yeah, I think the support that the department and many other police departments have provided to the athletes over the years is extremely critical to all of us. Lieutenant Weir has been in charge of it for our department and coordinating it for many years. In Trumbull, we do the run. It's almost about 7 miles, I think, that our officers in Trumbull run.
Wow.
And I think it's also very important to kind of change some of the attitudes towards people with intellectual disabilities, and that it's very important that we're inclusive of everyone.
Mm. Oh, I totally agree. You and I both have the experience of having a loved one who is on the autism spectrum.
Yep.
I talk about my brother very openly on the show, and I agree. It was nice to see, you know, when you look at what's happening in Hartford, that special education was certainly prioritized, but we're still very far from where we need to be. And even just being kind to one another, we still have this social issue, I'd say, even at the elementary level, of kids being kind, recognizing it. And so anytime we can talk about this, I'm 1,000% on board, Chief. And I love that we're having this conversation. Chief Lombardo is here from the Trumbull Police Department. And as you mentioned, Lieutenant Weir, you have been spearheading this for the Trumbull Department. Why did you feel it was important to get on board with this?
Well, what basically started is I've been on the job for a few years. So I got my first time, I got hired in 2000. So the torch run was my first time being involved. The officer that was in charge of the Trumbull portion of it says, hey, would you like to run in the torch run this year? I said, absolutely. You know, I was young, fresh out of police academy, in great shape. I said, so we did it. The following year comes around. He goes, hey, you interested in running the torch run again? I go, sure. He goes, you're in charge. So since that day, since 2000 is when I've been in charge. I took it over. So, you know, I've been coordinating with our officers, trying to get them running. I hooked up. I got to throw a good friend of mine, dear friend, Pam Neuendorf, was from Bridgeport Corrections. She was the warden's assistant, and she kind of took me under her wing and helped me along the way. And we started doing tip-a-cop events, and where you go to the different restaurants and you bust the tables and bring food out to the patrons, and you get tips that go all to Special Olympics Connecticut. You know, we have an Adopt-A-Mile forms, which I started going through. You know, where you go to the businesses and you leave a form with them and saying, hey, I'm here, you know, Lieutenant Weir from the Trumbull Police Department. Here's a form. We do Adopt-A-Mile. There's a program. You spend, like, you know, whatever, $125. You get a sign. We post it along the route. They get recognition for that and advertisement and all that kind of stuff. So I personally do it. I go out to every business. One year I went to over like 85 businesses in town.
Wow.
And I show my face. And then it gets to the point where I, you know, if I go there, hey, or people, I'll see them around town. Hey, you got that form. When's the torch run coming? You know, like, what, you know, so they're already prepared for it. So I like to put that personal interaction in as well.
I was just going to say, Lieutenant, I'm glad that you said that, because I find more times than not, so we cover the torch run every year, just as far as news is concerned. So like the very surface of it. But more times than not, after we have these conversations, I have businesses that reach out and say, oh, I wish I would have known ahead of time. So this is something that if you're not hearing ahead of time from your police, regardless if you're in Trumbull or not, should they reach out, or when would they start to have these interactions? Because maybe there are businesses, again, maybe not in Trumbull. There are a lot of departments that do this. But should they be reaching out to police, or should police be going to their place of business? I mean, how does that sort of work so people don't miss it next year?
Yeah, well, actually, if people are interested, you could go to the Special Olympic Connecticut website and get some information there. And they can actually donate from there as well, which is fantastic. Like I said, the Adopt-A-Miles are for the Torch Run,
yeah,
which was Wednesday, June 4th, Thursday, June 5th, yesterday, and today is June 6th, Friday, which is the Trumbull's portion. It's our leg is going to be this week. So, you know, I post them along the route. So, you know, obviously you're not going to, you know, in August, you're not going to want to get Adopt-A-Mile for them.
But, right.
Yeah, so they could donate anytime throughout the year. And this is when we probably around, like, April, we start going out to the business and giving the signs out.
Okay.
And then we get the signs and post them along the route.
That's amazing. Yeah. And how do you guys prepare for, you said it was about a 7-mile run, Chief? Is that what I heard
yeah.
you say?
Yeah.
And you guys are in uniform.
No.
Not always.
Not for the run.
Okay.
No, we have, we wear Special Olympic t-shirts.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Well, how did I not see that right in front of my face? I was like, oh, they're matching. How sweet. But you're literally, those are really cool.
Yeah, these are what we
those
wear.
Those are awesome.
Yeah, they reckon throughout the state, this is what we wear if we're doing the run.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we wear that, wear shorts. Our leg is pretty long. You know, guys are saying, oh, I can't run 7 miles. Well, I try to, you know, well, we'll have a followed car. So if you get tired, jump in the truck
yeah.
you know, and ride with us and jump out. And, you know, when you want to run,
that's really neat.
Kind of helps. So,
yep.
I think that's amazing.
Yeah. And then I don't know if we get into the final leg as well. That's
yeah.
going to be tonight at Southern Connecticut State University, just after when everything starts around 6 o'clock. It's opening ceremonies are at 7 o'clock. So what that is a lot of the runners we've run out through the state. And then we'll head up to the Southern Connecticut State University. They do the final leg. And what we'll do is we'll stand outside. And as the athletes are coming into the stadium, we're high-fiving and cheering them on. It's awesome.
That's
amazing. It's a tearjerker. It's really cool. And then once everybody's in the stands, then we'll run. We'll do a lap around the field. And we light the flame, the cauldron up here to start the opening ceremonies.
It's really cool.
Awesome.
I love it. And another quick question that we get a lot of the times, because people will see it, right? They'll stand outside, cheer it on, or yeah. even come out of their business windows. Even I think yesterday I was seeing there were businesses offering water and snacks for people who are running, which is really cool. Can people join you guys in the run? Or is that not really, probably not a good idea, only because then you have kind of traffic concerns? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to speak out of term. We try to keep it limited to law enforcement just
yeah.
for liability reasons and stuff. We run, you know, do waiver forms and all that kind of stuff. So we want to kind of keep it tight-knit because you don't want a whole bunch of people, and the coordination is going to be crazy.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
But you know you're going to get that question.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of, oh, if I see you, can I run a block? It's like, I'd rather yeah. you just cheer me on. That
yeah.
would be great.
Yeah.
That is very neat. That's very neat. And you said 25 years you've been doing this.
Yeah, I got hooked. And we're really in the final leg when I first went, I'm like, I'm sold. It's awesome. I'm trying to get people on board. I'm trying to get younger officers involved in it. It's tough, you know, with generations and all that kind of stuff. But once you see it, you're in.
You're hooked.
Yeah.
Where can people see you guys running today?
Well, in Trumbull, we're going to be running down.
You've got a map in front of you there,
I have
Lieutenant.
I can give you a map, whatever, too. So Monroe Police Department is going to start with it at their police department at 11 o'clock this morning. They're going to run down 111 into Trumbull, hand it off to us. We're going to run down 111, which is Main Street, turn down Churchill Road, all the way down White Plains Road to Unity Road, up Unity Road to Route 108, which is Huntington Turnpike, make a left on Huntington Turnpike, run to St. Joe's High School, where we end in Shelton Police Department, take it over from there. Shelton runs through their town. They end up going to Derby, pass down in Ansonia, Woodbridge, and ends up in New Haven at Southern.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is very cool.
Yeah.
That is very, very well, thank you for doing that. And I mean, good luck. Hopefully it's not too hot. You got certainly a lot of support and people who will be coming out, cheering you on, giving you water, everything you need. And I appreciate you guys taking the time to highlight this before heading out to run because it's so important that people don't just see the spectacle, but understand the importance of it. So I appreciate both of you.
There might be a little bit of traffic. Just cheer us on. We'll get through it.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, it's not as bad as probably what everybody's going through with Metro North, right? So
yeah.
we're going to be
exactly.
okay. We're going to get through it. Chief Lombardo, Lieutenant Weir, thank you both so much.
You're
and good luck
welcome.
Today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for
appreciate
having
it.
Us.